You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, June 27. The U.S. Supreme Court overruled the landmark decision of Roe v. Wade on Friday, concluding that there is no constitutional right to an abortion. In a decision released Friday in the case of Thomas Dobbs et al. Versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, the High Court ruled 6-3 to uphold Mississippi's Gestational Age Act, which bans most abortions after 15 weeks into a pregnancy. Justice Samuel Alito, who authored the majority opinion, was joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Neil Gorsuch. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote a concurring opinion. Quote, "We hold that Roe and Planned Parenthood v. Casey must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision." He went on to say, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Its reasoning was exceptionally weak, and the decision has had damaging consequences. And far from bringing about a national settlement of the abortion issue, Roe and Casey have inflamed debate and deepened division." Christian leaders are speaking out following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Evangelist Alveda King, an ardent pro-life activist and niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., stated, quote, "Today, the Supreme Court has rightfully overturned that decision, sending the power to regulate abortion back to the elected officials at the state level. I have longed for and prayed for this day, and I will continue to fight for human dignity for everyone, from the womb to the tomb." To read more reactions from Christian faith leaders, including a member of Congress and the son of Reverend Billy Graham, you can click the link in the episode description. The U.S. Department of Education has unveiled proposed changes to federal civil rights law designed to make it clear that protections against sex discrimination, quote, include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, drawing pushback from conservatives, civil rights groups, and female athletes. Critics are condemning the proposed changes, with American Principles Project President Terry Schilling stating, quote, "Under these new regulations, schools will now be required to allow boys into girls' private spaces merely if they claim to be female. This is a severe threat to the safety of women and girls, and we've already seen in Loudoun County, Virginia, where last year a male student in a skirt sexually assaulted a girl in a restroom." Schilling further condemned President Biden and his administration for making clear they care more about the extreme demands of woke activists than the well-being of millions of teachers and students who will be negatively affected by this rule. An investigative report from Godly Response to Abuse in the Christian Environment has found credible allegations of sexual misconduct against contemporary Christian music singer and songwriter Chris Rice. The singer reportedly engaged in massages with underage boys and invited them to stay overnight at his home, the report contends. Tate's Creek Presbyterian Church in Lexington, Kentucky, hired the organization to investigate in 2020 after a former male member of the church's youth group alleged that Rice sexually assaulted him while leading worship at youth and college retreats for the church between 1995 and 2003. Senior Pastor Robert H. Cunningham released a statement in response to the reporting, writing, quote, "These new allegations claim that Rice participated in grooming behavior among our students and sexually assaulted one student on multiple occasions. It was incredibly brave of this former student to share his story with me. I believed him then, and after reading the findings of the investigation, I still believe him." Billboard record-breaking singer-songwriter Katie Nicole's debut album was released on Friday. The singer, who hit number one on multiple charts after a TikTok video of her debut single, In Jesus' Name, God of Possible, went viral. She told the Christian Post, quote, "What this is about for me is really raising up the name of Jesus." Nicole explained she has had a long health battle with scoliosis, and the single is about her health struggles. Written during the COVID-19 lockdowns, the chorus includes lyrics from her journal, "I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change, I pray that the fear inside would flee. In Jesus' name, I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name." The Presbyterian Church in America has voted to leave the National Association of Evangelicals due to the interdenominational group's history of public policy advocacy. At the PSA General Assembly on Wednesday, the theologically conservative Presbyterian denomination voted 1030 to 699 in favor of Overture, calling for them to leave the NAE. Known as Overture 3, or Withdraw from the National Association of Evangelicals, the measure had originally passed the South Carolina-based PCA-PD Presbytery at the stated meeting last October. To justify leaving the NAE, the Overture quoted the Chapter 31 of the Westminster Confession of Faith, which says councils and synods are not to intermeddle with civil affairs which concern the Commonwealth unless by way of humble petition to cases extraordinary or by the way of advice for satisfaction of conscience, if they be thereunto required by the civil magistrate. It asserted the NIE has frequently intermeddled in civil affairs by publicly pushing for action on the environment, immigration, and has changed its original stance on the death penalty, and noted the NIE's passage of a 2018 resolution expressing support for anti-discrimination laws on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, provided they included robust religious liberty protection as concerning. Cynthia Geary, the star of the new PureFlix series Going Home, has credited her work on the faith-based show with changing her perspective on death. In an interview with the Christian Post, the actress explained that visiting Spokane Hospice, the facility the series is based on, was an eye-opening experience. She says, quote, "The hospice experience is such a gift to the families, the nurses there, it's a calling, and they really see their role as helping people to make a peaceful transition, and they want to make it as calm and beautiful as possible, and they want the family members to have closure." We hope you enjoy listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.